I would like to say that it's been good to be here today. I appreciate the good preaching that I've heard today. Some young men that means a lot to me, because I realize that I don't have as many years here in the ministry as I have had. And I thought today, with these young preachers who are preaching here, this is very, very encouraging to me.
Amen.
The fellowship that we've had here in this meeting is very encouraging to me. Amen. Because that we have lost a lot in the past years among the people of God, among the churches, and among the people of God. And it brings back a lot of memories to me of the yesteryears when we get in meetings like we've been in today, here tonight. And I realize tonight that we are nearing to the end of the struggle, if you let me use it like that, in this world. And home is in sight. And they're trying to find peace everywhere now. They're trying, I think you've got men that would like to find peace among the people. And of course, you've got the politicians that tell you they're going to solve all your problems. But the only peace there is in Jesus. That's the hope. That's the peace. And if you know Jesus in all the storms that's going on, I'm not talking about physical storms. We could include that in it. But there can be peace in your heart tonight. But it's the only way you can have it, because this whole world's in a turmoil and a frustration. I'm going to read tonight out of the resurrection chapter. How many of you know where it is? 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. If you got your Bible, turn with us. Read a few verses out of this. I don't feel like I'll hold you long, but anyway, I told Brother Dixon to use some of these other preachers, and he didn't yield to it. He went on and left it with me. So you need to pray for us tonight, because I need your prayers. And I pray that God will help me to use this that God has laid upon my heart here tonight. In the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning with the 19th verse, reading a few verses to you, down through the 26th verse, if you feel like it, will stand with us tonight as we read these few verses of Scripture. If in this life only we have hope of Christ, we are all, of all men, most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Our Father in heaven, we humbly bow our heads because we realize and know that we need you, Lord. And we know that you're still on the throne. We know, Lord, that you know every need in this building tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we had of just being here throughout this day and listening to the great messages that's already been delivered. And we thank you for the beautiful singing that we listened to, the testimonies. We thank you for the services that you've let us be in. Lord, we are asking for your help because we know we need your help. And we're asking you, Lord, just to bless every home, every individual. And Lord, help us to rightly divide your word. That if there's somebody discouraged, they'd take new courage. Somebody lost, they might look to you and be saved. Lord, bless as the service continues in the precious name of Jesus that we humbly pray. Amen. I want to thank you for standing with us. We appreciate it in reference to God's Word. I want to use a thought tonight that I thought a lot about, and these preachers have done a lot of good, outnumbered good preaching. I told somebody here when the service closed today, I said, we have heard some gospel preaching today out of the precious Word of God. And I want to use this thought, the last verse that I read to you tonight, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Now, I've heard people stand up and say, well, if I've got an enemy, I don't know, but you have. because Satan is an enemy to all of us, has been. And Satan desires to destroy every human being in the world. And that's, I realize that. But I want you to think with me tonight, and I'll try to be briefly here tonight. Man was created in to live forever. How many of you believe that? I believe that God created man in His own likeness, own image, created He them, male and female.
Amen.
And therefore, He created them for a purpose in this world. And I tell you today, many people have lost the purpose in it. I believe today one of the great needs for us to realize is that we're here to honor and to glorify the Lord. Now, Adam was the first created there, and Eve, of course, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I know I'm talking to Bible readers here and scholars. But God had taken the dust. I believe Brother Allen mentioned something about this morning. He had taken the dirt of the earth and molded a vessel out of it, and after He got it molded, it didn't have any breath in it, but God breathed into the nostril and it became a living soul.
Yes.
Now, I believe that this part of the man was to live forever in that. And I believe what God wanted in that day when He created man for unbroken fellowship with Him as he lived in this world. And I have said this many times, I still believe this, that in Adam's day, until he ate of the tree, he was told not to eat of, I do believe that he had the sweetest fellowship. I believe it was heaven. You believe what you want to. I believe it was heaven there with him and Eve and the Lord there. So then as this broken fellowship come, through disobedience unto God. Now God, I'm still old-timey, and I believe there's only two sins in the world. And somebody said, oh, preacher, there's 17 works of the evil spirit. I agree with that. There's only two sins. There's a sin of omission. There's a sin of commission. And we fail many times to listen to God and fail to do the things that God has for us to do. I tell you today, we try in our way to live as we want to live, but the God's Word has got some directions in it that we must abide by, or we'll be in trouble out yonder somewhere. Now, I want you to just think about it for a little bit. This unbroken fellowship there, I believe the sweetest time that in Adam's life was when the Lord come in the cool of the day and they had fellowship together. And that was joy that was unspeakable and full of glory until Adam, and I've heard preachers talk about it being an apple tree and this and that and the other. But the Bible said it was a tree of knowledge, and and the devil come along now, and he is raging today, and he's telling people today in our church, brothers, as many of them that he's telling in the pulpits in this country today, that God doesn't mean what he says. Oh, preacher, that's too strong. But I'm going to tell you today, my friend, that God's Word will stand when this whole world that you and I are living in is melting down. The things, our children, that you may put your trust and hope in, this world. You see, Paul said, if we had hope of this life only, we'd be of all men most miserable. And so I tell you today, there's a lot of miserable people in the world because the stock markets are falling. And trouble on every side. People don't know who to vote for and all of this, that, and other. But going to God, I'm glad to know a man called Jesus that I found a long time ago. Going to God that I got acquainted with, and he put me in connection with the Father. Through him, I got in connection with the Father. So then the sweetness and the peace that I have here, there's a purpose for even singing that song. Peace I have today. The lost world does not know what I'm talking about. But I'll tell you, it doesn't scare me. I'm ready to go. If today be my last message I'd ever try to preach, well, that will be all right. It'll just be home sweet home after it's over with. Now, I want you to think about it. Adam and Eve was there, and they'd taken of this, and Satan said, now, you'll not surely die. You'll not surely die. But God said, when you eat of it or touch it, you shall surely die. Now, who's telling the truth now here? Who's telling the truth here? We're all acquainted with this fact that people are dying every day of our lives. The undertakers are busy. They're still digging graves. And we're in trouble today. One accident after another. There's been one tragedy after another over and over and over and over again. I believe, men, that God isn't trying to open people's eyes today. That He is still on the throne. And what He said yesterday, it still stands today. What He told Adam and Eve out there, it still stands today. I'm glad that the Lord, I'll tell you tonight, we see Him, my friends, as a broken fellow shelf. And I can see they, I know I've got the hasten along here, but they cast, He cast them out of the garden. Somebody said, well, I've been baptized, but there's a flaming sword put at the entrance, and you're not going to get in by the water. You'll not get in by some organization. You'll not get in by some preacher's coattail. My friend, it's Jesus or it's hell, one of the two. Now, death is a sure thing. It was once appointed unto man to die, but after this, the judgment. I'll tell you today as we look at this thing. In the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of the tree, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But Satan said to Eve there, said, well, you know you're not going to die. This is, you have knowledge. To know as God knows. And I'm going to tell you something. We need to stop and realize that through Adam we had knowledge.
Amen.
Where's the fellowship? Where's the joy? Where's the contentment? It's only in the Lord. It's
Amen.
Not anywhere else but in the Lord.
Amen.
Peace in there, the joy. peace that passeth all the understanding of the world out there. So I can see him tonight. My friends, they was cast out there into the darkness of the world to labor and toil. And as they labored and toiled, he said then, but now cry, we see something take place in heaven. God still loved man. Regardless of what happened, God still loved man. Some of us were talking today, bless the Lord, that some people say that people can't be saved. I said I'd be afraid to tell somebody that. Oh, I'll trade with people in the altar when they'll tell me. Somebody told me I couldn't be saved. But I'm going to tell you, bless God, I'm glad that God, I had the third of the Trinity of the Godhead. There's the Father, there's the Son, there's the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost come down and visited a few people back in Moses' day. But we didn't have a chance for everybody to have it. There's certain people out there that got it. But glory to God, I'm glad that when my Jesus come, he said, I'll pray the Father, and he will send the Holy Spirit upon you. If you want it, you can have it. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's a gift to you. It's a gift of God to you. And I can just see him tonight as we look at life. Death. We're acquainted with it. Every one of us know about it. And then people would die. And I could spend a lot of time here. But I know I've got to get along to get you to see what I want you to say tonight. If you have hope in this life only, all men will swizzle. But death is sure. But then we're looking at the thing. The enemy has overtaken us. It will overtake us in some way. Sometimes it's a little baby is born and dies shortly. It brings grief and broken hearts. I've never been uneasy about the little baby. Bless God. I'm glad that I was born into that little child. I did not have the knowledge that God loved it. It knew the love of mama and daddy and of the family, but it didn't know the love of God. But down through the ages, somewhere, I'm so glad my mother couldn't hardly read her name if it was written down. But bless God, she knowed a man called Jesus. My friends, and she taught me about it. But let me tell you something. She taught me this thing, but I really didn't know until I got acquainted with him what was there. My friends, she knew about the peace, but I didn't know until that I got acquainted with him. My friends, and now listen to me. I want you to think about it. If we as men and women, boys and girls, we face death out there, sometimes we bring it on ourselves by the habits, something that we take. This accident, it may come by accident. It may come as old age. Brother Dixon, it might come that way. It might come, my friends, through different ways. My friends, but death is a sure thing, as sure as you're here tonight. But I want you to know something tonight. Old preacher back there in the old Bible, I said, if a man die, shall he live again? Well, that's a pretty good question, isn't it? I guess every normal thinking person has thought this somewhere in their life. If a man dies, shall he live again? Well, I want you to know something tonight. If a man dies, shall he live again? Jesus answered that question. Job asked the question many years before Jesus was ever born into the world. But Job said, I'll wait until my chance comes, and I see for myself then Jesus now, I want you to look at Him for a little bit. Born into the world. He's the second of the head of the Godhead. The Father, the Son. Heaven was searched beneath the earth. The earth was searched. And God taking the very best there was in heaven. Go to God, His only begotten Son. And let Him come down here. Or sent Him down here. That I might not have to die. Now, wait a minute, preacher. Bless your heart. You stay with me a little bit. Bless your heart. I didn't have to die. I'm so glad. I go to God. If the time goes on, this old body will go back to the mother earth. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't see old Willis died. Because I believe in a man that conquered death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Become the first fruits of them that slept. I'll tell you tonight. I can see my friend that as he was born into the world, suffered. I appreciate the message today about to think about the suffering that he went through with. I'll tell you, you ought to think about it. I don't believe you'll ever get saved till you go to Calvary, see? Now, Martha and Mary and Lazarus was good friends with Jesus. They saw it coming. I didn't intend to talk on it. But there, I was real close to Jesus. Jesus spent a lot of time with them in their home. And Jesus said to His disciples had went on to other places. And therefore, Lazarus got sick. And they sent for him. You know, we pray a lot of selfish prayers, don't we? You might as well say, oh me, we do. We got ourselves out there, my friend. But I can see, my friend said, Jesus just went on down the road a little ways, and Lazarus died, and Jesus said, let me just touch on the high places here. Jesus said to the disciples, said, I'm going back over here and wake Lazarus up. He's asleep. I want you to wake him up. And they said, well, if he's asleep, he's doing well. Let me tell you something. The children of God don't die. I think old Lazarus believed in Jesus, and he was the Son of God. And I think that's what Jesus is trying to tell his disciples. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your heart. There ain't no such thing as a Christian to die. He just go to sleep. Wake up in the paradise of God, the joy of the Lord forever. Oh, this evening, I could just see our friends as Martha and Mary. They were still there. They were grieved. They were brokenhearted like we are most of the time when death comes. And my friends, but Jesus was coming in, and somebody told Martha, said, hey, I said, the Master's come. And she, brokenhearted and grieved, went running out there. Now, Lord, if you'd have just been here. How many times have you prayed, Lord, if you just do this, if you do that, if you just do this, if you do that for me? Old Paul prayed three times to remove the thorn out of flesh. And after a while, the Lord told him, he said, my grace is sufficient. Trust me. Trust my grace. It'll be all right if you'll trust me. Can they see him? Oh, she said, Lord, if you'd just have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And he said, oh, he'll live again. She said, oh, yeah, I know at the last day he'll live. I tell you what, I am. He said to Moses, you must tell him the great I am sent you. I am the bread of life. I am the life. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I life and the only way. Oh, but man, I could just see Martha, she listened, and he said to her, he said, oh, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that believeth in me shall never die. We're talking about death here. The last enemy is death. I'm glad, glory to God, that the death has no power over the Christian today. Blessed are they. Blessed are they that have a part in the first resurrection, for the second death shall no power or dominion over them. Amen. I go to God, if you get born again and stay with the Lord, you got nothing to worry about. If you got hope of this life only, if you're worried about the dollar and you're worried about the things around you, you're in trouble today. Because we don't have much to look at today. I hate to have to tell young people, I appreciate this good number of young people I've noticed today here. And I don't want to be bad on them. I don't want them to think I'm so overbearing with it. But let me tell you something. You need the Lord in your life while you're young. Because death may come while you're young.
That's right. God bless you. God bless you.
Death may come while you're young. While you're think, well, I'm going to enjoy a few years. Death may come then. But if you just meet a man called Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to think, I want you to look at something with me. I want you to look over here in Romans and chapter 5 and verse 6. It said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now let me say something here. Have you ever run upon somebody that told you they had never done any sin? But the book says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the reason he had to get Jesus out of heaven down here, is because all the men and women had sinned, and everybody had sinned out there. And then he went on to say, for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, back to Calvary. Do you know what Calvary is? Do you know what it is? Jesus died for you. We don't have to die. Jesus took on Himself our sins and died for us. I want you to turn with me tonight. I'm going to hurry and hush here and let somebody else come in the Revelation chapter 1. And I want you to look at verse 17. And when I saw him, that's John the Revelator, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me and said unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. And then I want you to think about this with us. And the devil tried to kill Jesus before his time. While he was a baby, he killed all the babies in around Bethlehem there. And trying to kill Jesus, but he couldn't do it. They stoned him a couple of different times that I could all, and I've not taken time to get into it, but they stoned him and would have killed him, but God protected him. And even the devil tried to get him to commit suicide. He set him up on the pinnacle of the temple and told him to jump off. He tried to get him to commit suicide. But the devil could not do nothing until it come a time when that God had put in the record that He was to die for me and for you. I'm glad that God protect Jesus in that time. Now, God will protect His children. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? There's no need for us to worry about it. I believe if God protected Jesus, His Son, He'll protect you and I that believe in Him. All right. Then we see Jesus now, my friends, that it come time for Him to die. And He died. And then was buried. And thank God for the resurrection.
Amen.
If He had not rose, we wouldn't have no hope, would we?
Amen.
Huh? I wouldn't have nothing to comfort you with. I stood behind the cold body out here many times. And there's been times, I talked with somebody today, there's been times when I didn't have nothing to go on. No profession, no hope. There's been many, many times. Brother Dixon, I know you've been there. But I'm going to tell you, there's been a few times that they had left me some evidence that I had been with Jesus and go to God. I tell you, they say, somebody calls it death. We do, my friend. But I'm going to tell you, them that die in the Lord is not dead. They live. Paul said that while we're in this body, we're absent from the Lord. But whenever we get absent from this body, He's talking about the children of God. I got a building eternal in the heavens. And when we leave this old, and old Willis leaves out of this old clay body and goes out of here, I can go to the paradise of God in the presence of the Lord and ever be with the Lord. Some people are worrying about where heaven is. What difference does it make where it is? The important part is, and it's where Jesus is, and it's where the dead in Christ is, waiting for us, and waiting for the time that we would come to be with them again. Death is destroyed in Jesus. Huh? It's destroyed in Jesus. The only hope, the only hope is a man called Jesus that went to Calvary and rose from the grave. His resurrection guarantees us a resurrection. Let me read it to you again. I want you to think about it. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. In Christ. You hear? It's not in some organization. It's not in some theory somebody come up with. I noticed in the news media, they've been putting a lot of stuff on the news about the Bible here lately. I think they've got enough sense to know that we're nearing the end. But this year, some of you probably saw this fella talking about the guardian angel that was looking over somebody. Well, I'm glad I got something besides an angel looking over me. I'm glad I got something besides an angel looking over me. I'm glad I got something I can depend on besides an angel. Go to God, I got the Holy Ghost that Jesus said I'll pray the Father to come down. I'm glad that I got a little taste of that and I like it. And the more of it I like, the more I get, the more I like it, preacher. That's why I like services like we have here today. It's because of the Spirit of God that dwells among good people. I believe it's what we're starving to death for. And people don't really know it. Jesus died for you. He died for you. You don't have to die. You don't have to. Man, I'm so glad I don't have to go to hell. Some of these preachers mentioned about this Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the burning fire furnace. Somebody mentioned that today. And that was terrible. That was terrible. But those men believed in God. Huh? They didn't have what you got today. They didn't have the opportunity you got. They didn't have the written word. They didn't have the Holy Ghost to guide and direct them. But boy, they just firm on the fact that if He don't deliver us, it'll be all right anyhow.
Amen. Amen.
Are you scared? looking at this life only? Huh? Are you going to die like that? I'm asking you a simple little question here. Are you going to die like that? Looking at this life only? I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. If you die like that, you're going to have to face a judgment. Unprepared to meet that God. And just as sure as you're here tonight, Paul said after he pointed out the words, I say Paul wrote it. Some say he didn't write the book of Hebrews. I don't really know who wrote it. But I think that Paul might have wrote it. But he said it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and to as many as receive Him, He's going to give them power to become the sons of God. And listen to me tonight. We are in a position to choose who that we'll serve. This preacher can't save you, much as I love him. He said, we've been together. We've seen a lot of people saved. We have seen a lot of people turn away from God. We've seen a lot of things happen in these 50-odd years of ministry. But let me tell you something tonight. There's nothing to go back to. I'll never forget this. And many years ago, I was at Miraville Church, and this old lady, Franklin, I believe was her name, was there. She was getting old then. She got up and shouted all over the church. I mean, victoriously. We had lunch out in the fellowship that day. Had lunch out on the table outside the church, and they have fellowship halls there. Somebody walked up. I'd talked to at the church a little bit that day, and somebody walked up to me, and they said, "Preacher, what do you think about that old lady? You think she'll backslide?" I said, "What in the wide world would she backslide for? She's already got it made." Let me tell you, young people, if you know Jesus, you've already got it made if you'll stay with Him. Man, woman, boy, girl, you got it made if you'll stay with Jesus. He's the way, He's the hope, He's the eternal with Him. I'm not scared about dying. I'm not worried about dying. Live the eternal. I'm glad that God fixed it, that I don't have to die. I don't have to go to hell. I'm glad He fixed it that way. Preacher, come on. I appreciate you. Love you. God bless you. What do you feel like doing? God bless you.